It's 7:50 here on Giant 90.9. And that can only mean one thing. Your host, Owen Pulley, is alongside Lucas McKee and Max Gilly in HD1 Studios. And it's time for the Sports Spotlight! Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Good morning. Always a great intro to wake you up at 7:50 in the morning. A little, late start on our show, but that's all right.
That's fine.
We're going to have a little fun here today. Like I said, this is season two of the Sports Spotlight, season two, episode two, with Owen Pulley, Lucas McKee, and Maxwell Gilly. We're here today talking about more NFL news. We talked a little bit about the NFL preseason last week for episode one, but now today we're going to be covering all the Sunday night football games, talk a little bit about the Colts schedule, preseason, and top 25 AP polls for the NCAA season. So we're just going to get right into it. Covering the Sunday night football games, week one, Buffalo versus Los Angeles. That's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a great game.
Super Bowl champions, divisional round, contenders, like I said last week, should have been possible AFC champions. But
decided couldn't make on a coin toss.
Right, you know. But I think that's going to be a good game. I think that Josh Allen's going to have a great time there. Matt Stafford's still questionable right now, but I do think that he could be back for week one.
I think he'll be back. And the Rams picked up Bobby Wagner, and the Bills picked up Von Miller, both 10-plus year veterans in the league. It's going to be... It's great additions to both their defense. And then the Rams, I mean, they still have the Buffalo Bills picked up Von Miller from the Rams, so that's going to be a reunion game for him. And also Denver is going to Seattle, so Russ is going to have his first week one.
Carolina's going to go to Cleveland, or I know Carolina plays Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And so that'd be Baker's game. Yep. I do want to correct myself a little bit. I did mess up. This is Thursday Night Football. Mm-hmm. So it's the first game of the season.
Thursday night, yep.
Yep, Thursday Night Football. I read that wrong. But yes, Thursday Night Football, September 8th at 8:20 p.m. on NBC. That's Eastern time. So check that game out there.
I'm really excited to see this one, you know. We always have this week one matchup on Thursday, and always has the defending Super Bowl champion. It's usually an okay game, but this one is probably one of the best ones that I can remember to open the season, so mm-hmm. I'm really excited to see that.
Yeah.
Moving on to the week one Sunday night game, September 11th at 8:20 p.m., Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Dallas Cowboys. I think this is going to – I mean, it's a Sunday night game, but – I just think with the Cowboys pass and the Buccaneers pass, I think that the Bucs are going to easily win this one, you know.
Yeah, this was week one, very first game last year. So, and this was Dak's game back last year. He looked good, but it's also Dak, so he's only good for half the season, and then the rest is not that great. But I do think Tom Brady's going to come out firing like he always does, and he's going to win that game.
I agree with you guys. I'm just going Tampa Bay all the way, and I've never really trusted the Cowboys to do really anything, especially this early.
This is their year, man.
Every
year
is their year.
To win the Super Bowl.
It's gonna happen one day.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it'll be like 30 years from now when
I won't be alive. I won't be alive when that happens. I'll tell you that.
Well, let's hope you're alive in 30 years.
I was about to say,
No. It's not. They're not getting the Super Bowl, but. Within the next 100 is what I'm saying.
That's a bold statement. Follow up in 100 years for season 102 of the Sports Spotlight for Lucas's
Imagine.
Take stands true.
Man,
or not.
That episode would be 4 hours long. It'd take us forever to get sentences out.
Yeah.
I think you know that Tom Brady's still playing, right? Tom Brady just
dominated.
Got traded to the New Orleans Saints.
The New Orleans
Pelicans.
The Neptune. We're playing on the moon now.
There's going to be we're going to be playing on Mars in 100 years.
Something like that. Moving on to week two Sunday night matchup, Chicago versus Green Bay, the old school nose-to-nose hard football.
I own you.
Aaron Rodgers made that quote famous. This can be a good game. I think that it's not going to be two amazing teams. I think the Packers could be good this year.
I think the Packers aren't going to be that great because of the... I know, well, Aaron Rodgers is going to make the team the Packers still. But
right.
Without Devontae Adams, it's going to be a little hard. But I think... No, I know Aaron Rodgers can do it. He's a great quarterback. He just can't make it past the NFC Championship. That's it.
Yeah, but I like these games with two old-school teams with a lot of history. Packers, Bears could see possibly with those new helmet changes. You can have more than one helmet now. Possibly there could be like an old-school like uniform matchup. That'd be pretty cool to see like that, especially, like I said, with two historic teams.
Those matchups are always the best when I was actually able to go to Green Bay, and just anytime you're in Green Bay, they just always are talking crap about the Bears, so you know they've had this one circled on the calendar for a long time.
Yeah, week three, it is the San Francisco 49ers going to Denver to play the Denver Broncos. That'll be a pretty evenly matched up game, I believe. I think the Niners could have a little extra edge on the Broncos, so I'm going to give this one to the Niners, but...
I give it to the Broncos because their defense has gotten better and their offense has also gotten better. And last year they weren't that bad. It was just the quarterback position, which is why the Broncos were also my sleeper team as well. The Broncos, Colts, and Eagles. I think the Broncos take this like easily. I think this game is easy. Broncos win.
I'm not going to say it's an easy Broncos win, but I do agree with you. The Broncos will win. I mean, they've basically been truly a quarterback away for the last few years, and the Broncos were always my second favorite team because I followed Peyton Manning there.
They're also my second favorite team.
I've been following them, so I'm very interested to see what they will do this season. I know we talked about last week how it would be such a difficult AFC West. Truly, if it was in any other division, probably the Broncos would be towards the top, but with that one, you don't know. But I'm still calling the Broncos to win this one, but and should be still a fun one.
I pick Broncos because really what it comes down to is the quarterback position. Trey Lance is the second year, first he's going to be starter now. He's second year, he's going against the veteran quarterback Russell Wilson, because I believe the offenses are similar with the wide receivers and the O-line. Well, I think 49ers definitely got a better O-line, but and D-line, but defense and defensive backs, I give it to Broncos. And I think it really does just come down to the quarterback position and who leads the team better. So, and I think Russell Wilson will do that.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick there. I think I'm still holding out with my Niners pick just as kind of a sleeper, you know, just yeah. I don't know.
Totally understandable because Trey Lance is great. He's great.
Right. Absolutely. I think that Trey Lance is going to have a good year this year. I think that's where it's going to... I think it's honestly we're going to start out in week three when they get that win over the Broncos Sunday night football.
We'll come back in 6 weeks from now, whenever that is.
Something like that. September 25th. Check out that game at 8:20 p.m. on NBC. Sunday, October 2nd, Kansas City Chiefs take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh.
Former Super Bowl 55 matchup.
Yeah.
Excuse me. 54 was the Niners and the Chiefs, but 55 matchup. Chiefs at Buccaneers.
Man, this game is actually very tough to pick because both teams I don't want to say both teams got worse, but the Chiefs definitely didn't get better and I feel like Tampa Bay's just the same because, as we know, last week news got out that Russell Gage was injured, torn ACL, I believe, or something like that. But so I feel like both the teams are well. Tampa Bay's pretty much the same where they were last year. They're going to be their same competition level, but the Chiefs didn't get any better, and they got kind of not as great. So I'm going to have to give this one to Tampa Bay.
I'm just going to say it. The Chiefs got worse. Yeah. There's no better way to put that. I'm going Tampa Bay with this one. I'm not going to say, oh, it's a big blowout, because it won't be that. But
yeah, because Patrick Mahomes is still Patrick Mahomes, but
it'll still be a good game, but just don't expect it to be similar to that Super Bowl matchup.
Yeah. Well, actually, that Super Bowl matchup wasn't very interesting.
That is true.
It was just really Patrick running for
paper,
his life.
On paper, everyone was excited for that one. It won't be like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I
think it won't be the same buildup. It's not going to be as interesting and fun this year.
Yeah, you were listening to the Sports Spotlight on WBDG Indianapolis, Indy's Giant 90.9. Moving on to Week 5, the Bengals and the Ravens.
Ooh, good game. Little AFC North matchup. Man, I give it to the Bengals. Absolutely Bengals. No other. I just Bengals.
I agree with you, man. I don't predict them to make the Super Bowl again, but it's not like they have just completely blown everything up after making the Super Bowl. They're still going to be just as talented, so we got to be going with the Bengals there. And it's not like Baltimore's going to be a bad team. They're going to be good as well, but just I think overall the Bengals are the better team.
Yeah, so that's your Week 5 Sunday night matchup. Week 6, Dallas at Philadelphia. Week 7, Pittsburgh at Miami. And moving on to another notable game, Week 8, Green Bay at Buffalo. So that'll be another good game. Green Bay, I mean, they, like you said, Aaron Rodgers. But I think Buffalo's got the all-around better team, and I got to give this one to Buffalo.
I got to give this one to the old man. I think he takes it. I think the old man outplays Josh Allen. And yeah, I agree with you with the better team, but I think Aaron Rodgers is going to still find a way to make his way to the playoffs, and that's by beating these good teams and showing people like he doesn't need Devontae. He doesn't need like all these great wide receivers. He just needs, hey, give me like one or two and then that solid defense that he has. So I think Rodgers takes this one.
I'm going Buffalo. I know he's going to take them to the playoffs. There's a great chance they'll be number one again, but they always go 13-3, and they need to get a loss somehow, so this is going to be one of the few losses for the Packers.
Week 9, Tennessee Titans at the Kansas City Chiefs. Week 10, another divisional matchup with the Chargers at the 49ers. Week 11, the Bengals at the Steelers. Week 12, New England at Minnesota. That's Week 12, Thursday Night Football. Week 12, Sunday Night Football. For the third time this season, the Packers playing a Sunday Night Football game at the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that'll be a decent game. I got to give this one to the Packers again. I mean, the Packers just... Aaron Rodgers does well on Sunday Night Football.
I think they're
going to take this game.
I think the Eagles take this game.
I just still, like you said... Rodgers always does great on Sunday nights. I got to pick Green Bay in this one.
So why do you guys think he's not going to win against Buffalo?
Well,
Buffalo
is better.
Well, yeah, but he's better on Sunday nights, isn't he?
Yeah, but that's different. Buffalo's not Philadelphia or Chicago.
I understand you're so high on the Eagles this year, but...
I'm not even an Eagles fan. I really don't even like... I don't like that whole division. I mean, well...
The NFC East?
Yeah, besides the Giants, because, you know, the whole Manning family. But I just have high hopes on Jalen Hurts this season. And Jordan Davis is a big dude, man. Oh, my goodness. He was bullying the O-line. It's just he's going to be a cheat code.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a good take. I like that with the Eagles, but I still think the Packers are going to take this one home. Week 13, Sunday Night Football, December 4th. Indianapolis fans, check it here, 8:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on NBC. The Indianapolis Colts take on America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, for Sunday Night Football.
Oh, you have no idea how ready I am for that game because half of my family is Dallas Cowboys fans and the other half is diehard Colts.
Yep.
So we have a huge beef, and especially that's on Sunday night, and it's against the Cowgirls, it's gonna be great. And once the Indianapolis Colts take that game home, I am going to brag so hard to my family. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, I think the Colts unanimously are gonna win this game. I mean, something could happen. You know that Christmas game last year with the Colts and the Cardinals when everybody was either hurt or had COVID, that Christmas Day game, and the Colts managed to pull it off and beat the Cardinals in Arizona. I think the Colts have a good team to do that again. I mean, if anything were to happen, but I think that they could do, and that just like that's the only thing I can imagine for the Cowboys to beat them is if they pull like a Colts moment, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think the Cowboys really. At that far into the season as well, what is that, week 14 you said?
13.
13? That, yeah, because the Colts are on the bye week, they week have a 14. Bye week.
Yeah.
So, oh my goodness, yeah, it's going to be a win, go into a bye week, get another win, but it the Cowboys don't have what they will have, like the start. You know how I talked about Dak is there at the beginning and not at the end? That's pretty much how it's going to be. The team's not going to be there at the end. They're gonna be apart.
Yeah, I just gotta go with the Colts all the way. I think the Colts have a much better roster overall than the Cowboys, so I'm calling the Colts victory. I wish it was in Indianapolis because we can't really get. I know we got a few primetime games, but man, Sunday Night Football in Indianapolis, that would be awesome.
Those are amazing. Now moving on to Week 14 Sunday Night Football: Chiefs at the Broncos. Week 15. The Patriots at the Raiders, week 16. So this is pretty cool about the NFL this year for how Christmas and New Year's falls on a Sunday. You have a Sunday night football game on Christmas night, and you have a Sunday night football game on New Year's Day, I think is pretty cool. I think last year would have been cool. Was it last year when they did No, that was a Friday last year. So I think it'll be next year. It'll be Christmas. Sunday Night Football will fall on New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
Last year was on a Saturday.
Christmas Day was on a Saturday last year.
Yeah.
So will it be? I think it'll be. Yeah, New Year. It'll fall on a Sunday in 2023. So the next season, that'd be pretty cool seeing that New Year's Eve game and a New Year's or Christmas Eve game as well, but. Anyway, week 16, Christmas Day, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the Arizona Cardinals. Lucas, what's your opinion on that game?
The D-Hop will be back. Cardinals take the dub.
Still got to go with Tampa Bay in this one. I think that they're going to get the big win there. It's on Christmas. Brady doesn't want to lose there, even though he is basically the opposite of a Christmas joy. He wants to take it away from Arizona.
Scrooge.
That's actually good. That's a good. I guarantee he's going to be post about how Tom Brady stole Christmas from like Arizona and stuff. First, it was the Indianapolis Colts that stole Christmas from Arizona. Now it's Tom Brady. So you know what? I might change my answer to Tom Brady.
I'm picturing it now. It's Tom Brady's face posted on the Grinch doing the pose, and then Kyler Murray as Cindy Lou Who, 2 foot tall.
Wow, that's disrespectful. Yeah, it's gonna be Kyler Murray out here. Yeah, no, but I do think the Cardinals take it because D-Hop, I feel like he'll be back and he'll be on like a little hot streak. Kyler will be getting him warmed up, and they have Marquise Brown now, so they don't have Chandler Jones though, so that's kind of sad.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna give it to the Cardinals, just the edge, just by like a field goal, 27-24, something like that. I don't know.
You heard it here, folks. Week 17, New Year's Day, a little inner city matchup. The Los Angeles Rams traveling to, I guess you could say, SoFi Stadium to play the Los Angeles Chargers round up a Sunday Night Football.
They all drove a total of 20 feet to get to their stadium. Man, that's going to be a great game, but I'm going to have to take my just a little bias because I like Justin Herbert, so I'm going to take Justin Herbert.
It's because he's on your team.
No, he's my favorite NFL play. He's my favorite player in the league that's not on the Indianapolis Colts, so I got to give it to him. I think the Chargers take it. They got so much better during the offseason as well with their defense, and their offense was already great. Mike Williams is a beast. Yeah, I think the Chargers take that.
This will be a really, really fun matchup, but I'm going to take experience, and I'm going to take the Rams for this one. They're going to want to make another charge towards the playoffs because they want to try and make it back to the Super Bowl, so they're going to use that as the momentum they need to get the big win.
Yeah, I think I think personally that the Rams are going to take this one. Just overall, I think they have a better team, even though you said Justin Herbert is a really good quarterback. And the Chargers are a really good team, but I do think that the Rams are going to edge this one out. So that'll do it for our Sunday night football matchups. We're going to go to a little break here and come back and review the entirety of the Colts schedule. And then a little bit of college football talks after that, after the short break on Indy's Gen 90.9.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is a leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
As an educator, Mr. Nelson's teachings are still being quoted in school.
Education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world.
Mr. Nelson taught hope.
Everyone can rise above their circumstances if they are dedicated and passionate.
And giving our best efforts.
It's always impossible until it's done.
Mr. Nelson Mandela's teachings not only united a nation, they inspire us today. Inspiration. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
And we are back here on the Sports Spotlight. I'm Owen Pulley alongside Lucas McKee and Maxwell Gilley here on Indy's Giant 90.9. So we covered Sunday night football matchups, notable matchups of the season. Now we're going to move on to what you've been listening for if you're a Colts fan out there, which living in Indianapolis, I would hope so, but however you like, we don't judge here.
What if they're Titans?
Unless you're like a Tom Brady fan.
Unless you like Tom Brady, I can get along with Cowboys fans, I'll tell you that. But unless you like Tom Brady, no. No, you can respect them, but if you like Tom Brady or the Patriots, no.
Yeah, for sure. So, NFL preseason, they played the Bills. Unfortunately, they did lose by 3.
Fine. Preseason,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay. Just get a look at all the rookies. That's really all that's about. Not really competitive because you don't keep all your starters in the entire game. So, it's not really everyone trying their best except the rookies, of course.
Right. Preseason, week 2, the Lions take on the Colts in Indianapolis. And then week 3, the Buccaneers take on the Colts in Indianapolis, and that'll end off the preseason. Moving on to week 1, where it really starts to matter, starting off with the conference game, as typically most NFL teams do start off with the conference game, except for, I think, the most recent instance was last year when the Colts took on the Seahawks.
Yep.
The Colts take on the Texans in Houston, September 11th at noon. Catch that game. I think that the Colts are going to take this game pretty easily. It's the Texans. The Colts typically don't have any trouble with the Texans ever.
The biggest thing, though, it's week 1. They can't win week 1.
True.
They've lost to Jacksonville in Jacksonville on week 1. That is about the only hiccup, I would say.
Indianapolis Colts just haven't beat Jacksonville since 2014 in Jacksonville. But, they also haven't won since 2014, 15? I think it's 2014 as well.
And they won, and they lost in speaking of Jacksonville, they lost in London in that game. It was counted as a Jacksonville home game.
Yep.
Because Jacksonville loves London.
Yep, pretty much. But I do still think that Colts take this, though, even though it is week 1. Jonathan Taylor, I don't think the week 1 will stop. I don't think the Texans week 1 game will stop him. But like, there's something about Jacksonville at Jacksonville that stops the Colts. But Texans at Colts and Colts at Texans is not really. The Indianapolis Colts outscored them 66-6 last year, so
pretty good there.
Yeah.
Week two now, Colts at Jacksonville.
So this is where I'm scared.
I think the Colts are going to break the curse and finally beat them in Jacksonville. I think they have the team this year that'll.
I was going to say I think Matt Ryan will be the curse breaker and will lead us to victory.
Do we call this a must-win game just because of how it ended last year?
I feel like the year the Indianapolis Colts beat Jacksonville at Jacksonville, they will go to the Super Bowl. Or they will at least go to the AFC Championship. Because last time they did, they went to the AFC Championship and unfortunately got cheated out by Tom Brady and Deflategate. Haven't been since.
Yeah.
But, and we also haven't beat Jacksonville at home since. So, Indianapolis Colts gotta break the curse. Matt Ryan sure can help them. And I do believe that it is this year.
All right, week three, Chiefs take on the Colts. I should say Colts take on the Chiefs. But it is in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will be a hard-fought game, but I think the Colts will start off the season 3-0. This is kind of a big pick here, but I think that they'll start off 3-0.
Me too, and the only reason I take that is because I'm going to the game, and if they don't win it, I'm going to be one sad person. I'm going to be at that game, but I do think the Colts take this as well.
Got to agree with you guys. Colts going 3-0 again. I just really think they have a great roster this year.
Week four. Titans at Colts, and I think this is where the Colts get handed their first L of the season. I think the Titans are going to win this one. Typically, the Colts and Titans split, but it typically goes, from what I remember in the past history, it'll go to the away team.
Yeah, exactly. It normally always does. And last year, unfortunately, Titans swept Colts. This year, it should be the other way around. So, I'm saying they win this game.
You think that the Colts are going to start off 4-0?
The Titans got... I think the Titans are the biggest downgrade in offseason, actually. When you look at their team, they lost really every... They lost their top three wide receivers over,
AJ Brown,
over the lost. Course of three the last 3 years. They lost Corey Davis. They lost AJ Brown. And they lost... they had one more that went to the Jets. I think that was Corey Davis. And then they had someone else. But I know they lost him as well. And... Their defense, they don't have their defense, isn't really there anymore. They got who's supposed to be the new A.J. Brown in the draft, but we'll find out. But I do think the Colts take this.
Just got to go Titans with this one. I just cannot see the Colts going 4-0 to start this season.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be the first L, like I said. So 3-1 starting off, going to the Broncos in Denver, and I think the Colts are going to lose two straight here.
Okay. Yeah, I honestly, you're going to have to get back to me on this game whenever the season starts, because the Broncos are such a, I really do think that Russell Wilson and them, their draft picks and Jerry Jeudy also being there, Patrick Surtain being great as he is, they're going to be a great team. I don't know, honestly, but I guess I'm going to have my bias lean in here and go towards Colts.
It's going to be a fun Thursday night game, but I got to go with the Broncos on this one. And I'm just going to probably give it just... It's going to be a close one, but just being in Denver, you got to give it to the Broncos.
All right, heading to the next game, October 16th. We can just all say the winner on three. Jacksonville at Indianapolis. 1, 2, 3.
Indianapolis.
Yeah. Indianapolis Colts going to take that win. Titans at... Colts at the Titans. I think the Colts are going to take this one. Like I said, away team, AFC South, Titans, Colts matchup. Seems like the away team wants to take this one.
I say other way around, they sweep again, or other way around from the Titans sweeping. So I think Colts sweep Titans this year. So start off the season 7-0.
Jeez.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm not going that much, but
don't
I am
worry,
giving...
Don't worry. I do not have the Colts going undefeated.
I know who
I have them losing to, and it's not just... One game. It's so more than one game.
You have them 7-0. Max and I have them at 5-2 so far, which are both great starts.
No, that's your guys' is absolutely more reasonable. People are looking at yours and being like, that's more reasonable. I would go 4-3 though, because I don't think the Colts are that good. But I'm bias is being a little in here, but I'm also looking at the teams we're going against, and I've done like all the research on these teams, and that's why I also said the Broncos could have gone either way. But the Titans also lost so many of their players. The Jaguars got built up, but they're also the Jaguars organization, but they're also the Jaguars, so we could lose against them as well. I mentioned that as well. But I just think that the Colts have it to start 7-0 this year. And 8-0, because you see who we have next.
Yeah. Max, I would guess that you're going with the Colts pick for the Titans game.
Yeah, I'm going with the Colts for the Titans game.
All right, so Commanders at Colts, we can say the winner on that on 3-1-2-3, Indianapolis.
Yeah, Indianapolis.
Yeah, Carson
it's
Wentz.
We're going to be back. A reunion game for Wentz. I'm actually going to that game as well because I want to see how much Carson Wentz slander there really is going to be. It's going to be great, actually, but I'm going to feel bad.
So what are we at right now? 8-0 and 6-2.
Yeah. 8-0 for me.
The Patriots game, I think that the Colts are going to move to 8-3. I think the Patriots are just going to edge them out a little bit. And it's in New England. I think that the Patriots are just going to edge them out on this game, but just barely.
I agree. It's going to be a really close one. Got to give it to the Patriots there. I mean, like you said, when it's in New England, the Patriots are just going to be good.
9-0, baby.
9-0.
Jonathan Taylor, another dangerous game. Yeah, they're scared of Jonathan Taylor. I guarantee that.
Yeah, so next game, November 13th, the Raiders take on the Colts in Las Vegas. Now, the Colts did have trouble against them last year, unfortunately.
At home.
Yeah, kind of dwindled their playoff hopes heading into Jacksonville. And I think that the Raiders are going to try to come back for double down. And I think this is a revenge game for the Colts, and I think the Colts are going to take this.
I'm going to do the opposite. I think the Raiders are going to be a good team this year, so I got to get the Raiders for this one.
So what are we at? 7-3, 6-4. Yeah. 10-0?
9-1.
9-1.
I think the Raiders win this game. Davante Adams is a great addition. Their defense got great. I also think the Raiders just edge out the Colts like by a field goal. It's going to be a good game, but I do think the Raiders take this.
All right, November 20th, the next game, Colts taking on the Eagles in Indianapolis. I think the Colts are going to win this game.
Yeah, when it comes to all that high talk I have on the Eagles, it's no longer there when that game comes on because it's going to be straight business. I don't think the Eagles take this at all. It's going to be Colts, and I don't think it's going to be a close game. Actually, it's going to be really exciting to see Jordan Davis and Quentin Nelson, but that's going to be an exciting game. I think Colts take it.
I haven't been really trusting the Eagles at all, so I'm just going Colts with this one.
Yeah, I think that'll be a good game. So we got to keep. So what? 11-1.
Yep.
7-4, and I'm at 8-3. Okay, week 12, Steelers at Colts. Indianapolis easily takes this game.
If it was the other way around and Colts were heading over to Pittsburgh, I would say Pittsburgh takes it. But since it's a home game for Indianapolis, I think Indianapolis takes this as well.
Indianapolis going all the way. I don't trust the Steelers at all. I think they're going to be the worst in the AFC North.
Yeah, so week 13 at Sunday Night Football game, we already discussed it earlier, Indianapolis taking that win at Dallas. Then the bye week will happen, week 14, week 15, Colts take on the Vikings in Minnesota, Colts easily taking this game.
The Vikings are a confusing team because I always expect them to do awful and they will sometimes get wins, but I do not think that the Vikings are talented enough to beat the Colts. I'm saying Colts get the win.
Yeah, I think the Colts get the win as well.
All right, week... What was that? 16, yeah. Sorry. Chargers at Colts. The Chargers taking this game.
I think Chargers is taking this game as well. That's why I had a choice to go to this game, and I said no.
The only advantage you could give to the Colts is at Lucas Oil, and I want to be different, so I'm calling the Colts with this one.
I like it, though. I hope so. I hope to God, but I got the Chargers.
Yeah, and that is a Monday night football game, by the way.
New Year's Day.
Well, that is...
The next week.
The Chargers game is Monday night football, and then this one is Sunday day football, you could say. Giants taking on the Colts in New Jersey. Well, New York Giants in East Rutherford, New Jersey, January 1st, 2023.
So
Colts taking this one easily.
Let's see if Saquon's healthy by then, and I want to see a battle. I want to see a battle between the two of Saquon and JT. That'd be a great game, running game.
That'd be a fantasy football frenzy.
Right, but either way, I still do see the Colts taking this. The only people taking the Giants are Giants fans.
Exactly. Colts are going to win this one easily. I'm so glad that they got the NFC East this year.
Yeah, right.
On their schedule. Just so nice.
Yeah, and the final game of the season, Texans versus Colts, January 8th, 2023. Check that game out. TBD on the time. It is an awfully far way away, but it'll be here before we know it. Colts sweeping the Texans this year and almost sweeping. I'm calling it right here. They're going to almost sweep the AFC South. Lucas, I already know you're going to say they're going to sweep the AFC South, as you already have them sweeping the Jags and the Titans. And I think they're going to go 5-1 on the AFC South this year.
I think, like you said, they are going to go 16-2, it looks like.
They only play 17 games, Lucas. So 15-2.
15-2. Yeah, that's what I meant, because of the bye week.
I think I have them losing four or five games.
Yeah, it's similar there, 4 or 5. I've already lost track, but yeah, Colts are going to easily beat Texans. When it's in Indy week 18 right before the playoffs, there's no way they're going to collapse like they did a year ago. They're going to be a fun team to watch. I'm not going to the AFC Championship. I'm not saying they're going to do that. I'm not even saying they're going to make the Super Bowl, but I do expect them to at least get a playoff victory.
And if there's any game I will change, it's the Broncos and Titans game. Those are the only two games I would change, but I still do see them winning that game. Unless, once the season starts and I see the Broncos play. The Titans, the only reason I'm saying that is because it's normally a split between the two. Actually, it's normally either a split between the two or one of the things that I'm going to say is the Colts are absolutely going to sweep this division now that I look at it. Because the Titans got so much worse. The Jags got better, but they're not great.
Still the Jags.
And the Texans are the Texans. So it's just going to be such a fun season. I'm just ready.
I think the Colts are going to do good this year, or they could do bad, which we would not want to see, but
that would be ironic.
Yeah, we'll just have to tell. Time will tell with the Colts how they will do this season, but that's going to really wrap it up for our Colts news. Going to go to a quick break here, talk about the AP 25 poll in college football, and then close out our show. So, going to go to a quick break here. You're listening to the Sports Spotlight on NJ 90.9.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking 3 easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
And welcome back to the Sports Spotlight. Indy's Giant 90.9, Owen Pulley, Lucas McKee, Maxwell Gilley. Final few moments of our show, last little segment here, the AP poll, top 25 for college football. Let's get right into it. Alabama at number 1, previously ranked number 2 last season, but seems like they're always number 1 on the season starting off.
Yeah, it's Alabama.
That's all you can say. It's
just Alabama. What else can you say? I think everyone really expects it. So
they have another great recruiting class. So they're bound to be good this year, of course.
Number 2, Ohio State got another good recruiting class there. Notable player of that I can really just I have good words to say about is Center Grove's Caden Curry. Graduated from Center Grove last year, 2-time state champion, won his junior and senior year, both undefeated seasons. Great defensive player.
I played against him. Tell me about it. Oh, my goodness.
You played against Caden Curry?
Yeah, last year.
Oh, I forgot Avon did play.
We played a scrimmage against him. He's a big dude. Yes, he's a – yeah, I went against him.
But number 3, Georgia, 2022 college football playoff champions. national champions, you could say. Ranked number one last year. Go Dogs, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not a Georgia fan, but I did want them to beat Alabama really bad.
I think everyone did,
and so I'm glad.
Yeah, but number four, Clemson. Interesting choice there.
Right? Previously 14th.
Yeah. But that's it. That's an interesting pick there. Number five, Notre Dame. Go Irish.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully they win the national championship this year. I don't think they will, honestly.
Shout out Blake Fisher from Avon.
They do have Ohio State week one, which is going to be
an interesting fun
game. That will be a fun game.
All right, number six, Texas A&M, previously unranked last year, making a big jump.
Big
jump. Number seven, Utah, previously number 12. Michigan, number eight, previously number three, so Big Ten champion. And then, they're there. Number nine, Oklahoma. Number 10, Baylor. 11, Oregon. 12, Oklahoma State. 13, NC State. 14, USC. 15, Michigan State. 16, Miami. 17, Pitt. 18, Wisconsin. 19, Arkansas. 20, Kentucky. 21, Ole Miss. 22, Wake Forest. 23, Cincinnati. Previously number four. All the way down to 23.
Yeah, all the way down to 23.
24 is...